Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on the show today, Josh's clothes, stupid world records, and a big potato. It's all coming up right after this.
Dancing with the Stars is the hottest show of the summer, proving the old adage that any activity is better when shared with a celebrity. And when it comes to jumping on bandwagons, nobody does it with more enthusiasm than the folks at the Bob and Tom Television Network. So, look for these shows coming soon to a TV near you.
Oh, sweet mother of God. Louis Anderson just crushed my pelvis.
It's Lap Dancing with the Stars.
Oh.
And there's even more, including Shaving with the Stars, getting a pap smear with the Stars, and sliding down banisters with the Stars. And if that's not enough, there's Grave Robbing with the Stars, eating Cheetos with the Stars, and even Teabagging with the Stars.
Oh, sweet mother of God. How did I get paired up with Louis Anderson again?
The
Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
What's going on?
Another reason you should have the VIP, because if you're watching, you could see that Josh is wearing a shirt, and all I said was you look like you should be in a pumpkin patch today.
And I said, why is that? Because I'm built like a gourd,
no,
round.
Because you're very autumnal. It's very fall-like. It's got the color of a pumpkin on it, your shirt.
It is autumnal, I'll grant her that.
It's very autumnal.
Very.
Yes, but the way that
it's
you...
It's spring.
So when's the deadline to wear... Yeah, when's the deadline to wear something like that, right?
When do you bring out the pastels?
Yeah, like a spring.
I don't really own any pastels.
What do you wear on stage?
I wear flannel and a nice jeans.
In the summer?
No.
Oh, then you bring out the Carhartts. Oh, we got Carhartts coming out.
Okay,
that's right.
But nothing autumnal.
No, I mean, I would wear this on stage. Yeah.
Okay. What do you think you should wear on stage, Christy?
Well, I mean, he can wear whatever he wants.
No, he can't.
A nice shirt.
No, he
can't. Do you have
can.
A nice button-down,
we can
like,
tell him what
plaid
to do.
Cotton shirt with, like, some color to it?
Yeah, I do. Like, last week I wore a blue and it had a nice color.
Christy,
but it was flannel.
Christy, do you understand the concept of gaslighting?
I honestly don't.
Gaslighting is we'd all agree to sort of in a sincere, profound way, get Josh thinking that he was wearing the wrong things on stage and steer him in a certain direction.
Oh, but you don't really mean that you want him to wear that.
To be a collective bucket of dicks.
I could say that Josh's favorite thing on a late show Friday, he absolutely loves it when people send him shots of whiskey and they send him
Jägermeister
on stage. Yeah. He's the party guy.
You guys are really being
he flies
mean.
With us.
See, now we're gaslighting.
Josh looks great on stage. He wears a nice shirt. He had the work shirt on that he wore 2 weeks ago.
Oh, I did. Together. Yeah, I actually brought out the Dickies work shirt.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah. It's just a nice solid black.
What about a tux?
A tux?
Yeah,
no, I think...
Send the message to the audience that this is a special event.
You should respect
dressing...
me.
Yes.
Top hat.
Because, I mean, didn't you have to wear one when you were working at the movie theater?
Almost, yeah. Black sort of tux pants and a button white button-down shirt and a vest, a purple vest.
See, I like
vest.
That. That way you know when you're in the theater, you know who works there.
I like that, too.
Yeah. I didn't mind the usher uniform because that's what I was. But, no, on stage I went... I've got a certain onstage persona. That,
you're everybody's man.
Yes, yeah, kind of a Joe.
Wear one of those lobster bibs.
Oh, my God.
Why would you wear one of those, Dan?
He's coming up on the stage to entertain you with comedy, but, of course, he's between meals. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Josh Arnold.
Okay, guys, thank you for having me. You're a great. I got to make this quick. I got
a lobster.
It's a shrimp fest down the street. You wouldn't mind.
They're not
the only reason I'm here is because they were out of the coconut. So
Now people aren't sending up shots, sending lobster rolls.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
mozzarella sticks.
No, don't send me drinks, please. Just throw me a wing, will you? My God, I've been up here for 2 minutes and I haven't had something in my mouth. You see how fat I am? Oh, boy. Is there a doctor in the house? I'm going to need you. All right?
No.
Boy, oh, boy. Is the stage going to hold? I'm so sold, man.
Is the stage going to hold him?
Nobody's better than me.
Nobody. Sorry, I was just trying to plug his show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'll get
see what a great... Can we get a bigger spotlight, please?
See what a
Back
great
up.
What a great plug that was.
Great plug.
Once again, Josh.
World record.
Ready?
Yes, I am.
Officials have determined that the record-breaking potato, Doug the Spud, is not actually a potato.
Oh.
Uh-huh. New Zealanders Colin and Donna Brown hauled the 17-pound behemoth from under the soil on a small farm near Hamilton last year.
It's so gross looking.
The couple has been trying to get their potato, which they named
like
Doug.
It looks like the elephant man's face.
Shut up. Doug the Spud, verified as the world's heaviest, with Colin previously complaining about a lengthy process from the Guinness people.
You ever had a lengthy process?
It takes forever. After a sample was sent to the UK for DNA testing, Guinness World Records said the specimen was not a potato, but a tuber of a type.
Gourd, darn it.
A type of gourd. Much like a, wouldn't you agree, Tom? Much like a pumpkin, I would think.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, but apparently I look
like
today.
Like a behemoth round,
I didn't say it looked
orange.
Like a
no,
round.
Somewhere Linus is waiting for me in the corn.
I can't think of the exact joke, but J.O. Lantern could be something to you as a pumpkin patch man.
This thing is just gross looking.
In I've been called meantime, a J.O. before. The couple's application, Doug the Spud, has been disqualified.
Oh.
You're out of here.
Colin said he's very upset, but we will try to soldier on. They're going to try to make Doug the Spud into vodka anyway.
Oh,
so there you go.
Yeah, so they did. They actually had to do a DNA test on.
Yeah,
yeah. They went to the Heinz people. They have 57 and Me. Their DNA.
Their DNA. What people. Does that have to do with anything?
It's a number joke.
23 and Me.
I know.
Well,
but
Heinz 57
I want you to know.
Sauces.
It's a number.
Tommy may have noticed. Chick was rubbing his face as soon as you said they went to the Heinz.
Oh yeah. Oh, I knew what was coming. Well,
I think. I think they should. Well, they have to rename it. I think.
You know, really?
To what?
Not
well,
Doug.
Doug.
Oh, Doug,
I was thinking
the
since they say it's a tuber, I was thinking they could maybe make it Huber the Tuber Luber and turn it into some kind of sex cream.
Say sex cream?
Cream.
Would you buy a sex cream called Huber the Tuber Luber?
No.
Made it's all natural.
I have to admit, it sounds fun to say. Huber the Tuber Luber.
Now, how much would you pay?
What do you do with it?
Pat, do you have something about Doug the Spud?
Colin and Donna Brown thought they had the biggest tater around. Weighing it at 17 pounds when they pulled this thing out of the ground. But Doug the Spud's no potato. He's just a gourd, no potato. The Guinness record is a no-go, 'cause Doug the Spud's no potato. Thought they had the winner. They were thinking mashed potatoes every dinner. They better test their tomatoes. They could be red avocados. 'Cause Doug the Spud's no potato. Just a big gourd on the miracle grow. Like Jose Canseco. Poor Doug the Spud's no potato. Chano, chano, chano.
Now, I'd forgotten. That's Guantanamera.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Perhaps the most famous song from Cuba ever.
I thought they shut that down.
Guantanamera. Oh,
they have that seasoning, Guantanamera Bay.
Wow.
Crab joke.
That's great, Pat. I'd forgotten about that song. I haven't heard that song in forever. Remember that Guantanamera?
Yeah.
Josh and I used to do it when he did the Marlon Brando, remember?
Yeah.
You took the last avocado.
That's right.
Dance, boy.
I forgot about
what does Marlon Brando say? When
Val Kilmer in the documentary, there's some behind-the-scenes footage that Val shot of Isle of Dr. Moreau. And during a break in filming, Brando's laying in this giant hammock.
And this is big, Brando.
And this is big. This is gigantic. And Kilmer, behind the camera, walks up to him, and Brando just looks up at him from the hammock and goes,
"Give me a shove."
It's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. He wanted somebody to push.
Yeah, he wanted the feeling of swinging.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
So I wanted to find out more information about the is it Doug, D-U-G, Doug the Spud.
Yes.
And I Googled it, and I found this. We mentioned this, I think, once before. Keanu Reeves, great actor. Keanu, when he first moved to Hollywood, in a recent interview with Michael Strahan, he said they tried to have him change his name because they thought Keanu was too weird. Mm-hmm. And the name they came up with was Chuck Spadina.
And doesn't he have some sort of I thought a couple of corporations are called Chuck Spadina Production because
oh, that's that why he talks about it.
One more, here we go.
Stupid world record.
And I you're gonna have to explain this one to me, because okay. I thought this was dealer's choice on this, but a 13-year-old has broken the Guinness World Record for the fastest time to assemble Mr. Potato Head.
Oh.
Matilda Walden earned the title after assembling the toy in 5.69 seconds, beating the previous record by 0.93 seconds. Walden's successful attempt marks the first time someone has broken the record in 10 years. But isn't Mr. Potato Head up to you what it looks like? Yeah. He's got one eye and one ear,
was
right?
Eight holes total, maybe?
Well, no need to name calling. The eight holes that designed it.
Mr. Potato Head holds the record for the most votes for a toy in a political campaign. In 1985, Mr. Potato Head received 4 postal votes in the mayoral election in Boise, Idaho.
Oh, how about that?
There you go.
Appropriate.
Trivia question.
Yeah.
I'll address Ms. Alsman.
Okay.
In the brilliant Toy Story movies, my favorites, do you remember who does the voice of Mr. Potato Head?
Oh, my gosh.
It's the perfect choice.
I can't think of his name.
I'll give you a hint. In the last one, he was actually deceased, but they spent thousands of hours getting enough vocals from previous outtakes, et cetera, to put him in the movie.
Hmm. I can't think of his name.
Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Don Rickles.
Don Rickles. Oh. The great Rickles. Don Rickles.
Oh. Yeah, hockey puck.
Mr. And isn't Mrs. Potato Head George Costanza's mom? Or
yes.
Is that right? Yeah.
So, anyways, congratulations to this young lady. This is the one where you don't actually use a potato anymore, right?
No, you do. What do you mean?
They use a piece of
plastic. Mean the plastic.
Well, yeah, but that has been, that 70 years.
People never used a real potato.
You used to use a real potato.
Yeah. Yeah. Back in the
Depression.
Back in the 30s.
Josh,
two nickels to rub together.
Josh, I'm old school.
Yeah. I'll say.
Like a real potato for my Mr. Potato.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I was very disappointed when they went with the plastic potato. So I assume for the record it's got to be the stupid plastic potato.
That's way more fun than a real potato.
No, it's not.
What?
Now it's Mr. Plastic Mask.
No!
Chip, remember when you were, you prefer the real potatoes, I know.
Of course.
I know that you were recently shopping for some to play with.
Yeah.
That's right. I was over in produce. And this lady was also there looking at the potatoes.
Really?
And I looked at her and I said, you know, those remind me of my testicles. And she said, what do you mean they're this big? And I said, no, they're that dirty. Did I get it?
Yeah, you nailed it.
Yeah, except you're supposed to be holding two of them.
You're supposed to
hold hold two of them right in her face. Go, you know what this
right
reminds
in,
me.
Right in her face. Right in her face.
Do you approach women at the produce?
He bothers really? People all over the place.
Does he? Bother
one time, anyone. Remember Can't we imagine. Were skiing and there were two children at this breakfast bar and my dad goes to a six-year-old Mexican girl and he goes, excuse me. Do you know if these eggs are hard boiled? And she turns to her sister and
wow. She's like, okay.
I thought perhaps they'd already been there and knew.
Es gringo loco.
If they, can you imagine if they weren't hard boiled and I went to put them on the plate and cracked them? And they, that would have been.
Why would they be sitting there if they weren't hard boiled?
Wait a minute. Yeah. Let me ask a question. What about their presentation confused you that they could be hard boiled?
Maybe there was like a little cooker device. You take them over there and do your own little.
On
hot...
what breakfast buffet do you hard boil your own eggs? What did that?
I honestly don't think I've ever seen hard boiled eggs in the shell on a breakfast buffet.
Yeah, no.
Shouldn't they skin them for you?
That's
or
weird.
Shell them or whatever.
Things are weird. Yeah.
Have you ever lived alone by yourself?
Be quiet. Christy, what have you got over there at the news desk?
Well, speaking of homes, a home was for sale in Michigan, and it's attracting a lot of attention for one of the unusual bathroom features. The nearly $1 million house in St. Clair Shores, known as House of Charm, has three bedrooms, five bathrooms, one of which has a toilet shaped like a throne.
And it's much more tasteful than you'd think.
It would have to be.
It's
I put it up on Twitter. You can
it's
see
kind
it.
Of a big walnut. It looks like a piece
like
of furniture
church,
surrounding the toilet.
More like a church chair throne than a...
Although, comically to me, did you notice the one thing that made me laugh? The cup holder?
Yeah.
If you need a cup holder on your toilet, I guess.
It's like a church chair?
It kind of reminds me.
It's a big high-backed
wooden. I would have thought that if you had a toilet shaped like anything from a church, it would be a pew.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, I didn't
Words have two meanings.
Oh.
You know
that's not
I wasn't swinging for the fences.
One of the first jokes I ever heard was Confucius say, man who farteth in church, sitting on pew.
A classic.
Very funny.
I thought I'd never stop laughing.
Yeah. I thought you'd never start after my joke.
Yeah.
And you were right.
This house, by the way, is gorgeous.
If I could afford it,
it's on
right
Lake St. Clair.
Right on the edge of the peninsula.
And it says this house is going for just under $1 million.
$975,000, not that I looked. Other perks include a copper bathtub on wheels, a jacuzzi inside the master bedroom, panoramic views of Lake St. Clair, so you can move it around in your bathroom.
Wait a minute. If your bathtub's on wheels, you have to have a hose?
Yes.
Who wants to move around the bathtub?
That's some tricky plumbing, I can tell you.
This house is gorgeous.
Yeah, it was originally built for Edith Fern Melrose, a.k.a. the Lady of Charm, who was a popular radio and TV host in Detroit.
Yes, Lady of Charm.
Yes.
It's got its own.
She had a keyboard player, you know that.
It's got
Welcome to the show.
Solid wood ceilings and floors.
It's nice looking.
And then, of course, the douching station.
Oh, yeah. One must keep a clean bat cave, if you know what
I mean. Yes. The Massengill people studied here.
Oh, my gosh. I love this house. I'm moving, you guys. Can I do a GoFundMe?
Hang on.
See you, Ben.
Hang on. I'll take this. Oh, no. Don't go. I'm kidding.
We're going to pull a Josh's brother on you. You'll come here tomorrow, and all your stuff will be in the hallway.
You said you were moving. We got all your pictures packed.
I can't afford it. Bah.
Well, this
here it is, Josh, if you want to.
In any event.
It does look like it's nice. Nice.
Would you want to have a cup holder by your toilet?
No. What's that for?
Why do you need? There's a nice candle there.
How about one of those? You know, sometimes on an airplane, if you're in the aisle seat, and then there's not a seat in front of you, the tray pops out of the gizmo, or the tray is somehow in the armrest.
Yes, Tom, I'd love to have a meal tray on my toilet.
Oh, God.
Never let crapping get in the way of entree time.
I'm not so sure that's not a...
I'm just saving a step, if you know what I mean.
That's right.
Circle of life.
Celebrate the elementary canal. The entire...
What is the name of the rapper? It's like Andre...
3,000?
Andre, you could be Entree 3,000. Could be your rap name.
Wow.
If that weren't so funny, yeah, I'd be angry.
They call him Joshy Three Stacks.
Something I'm else. Still puzzled by the movable bathroom.
Here it is. Right?
You know what? It's just tub. A cool look. I don't think you move it.
It's just got wheels on it, but I don't think you move it around.
They look mostly ornamental.
Right.
They might function, but they look cool.
If you have kids and a movable bathtub, you're going to have a basement flood eventually.
Man. Yeah.
Something is going to go terribly wrong.
Willie.
Why? You think that I'm going to ruin the bathtub?
Yes.
I'm very responsible with bathtubs, chicks.
I remember when I was rebuilding that house, Mark said, you got to have a bathtub. I don't want a bathtub.
You have to have a bathtub.
And you know that the stand-up bathtub shower is responsible for 20% of the deaths in Idaho.
I almost said a bad word.
Wait a minute. Did you sneak in Idaho there?
Maybe to make that statistic seem better.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.